Croke Park. A short time ago, our reporter Aileen Moyna spoke to the promoter of the concerts, Peter Aiken from Aiken Promotions, and she asked him how Aiken Promotions were allowed to sell any tickets for Garth Brooks in Croke Park if there were indeed restrictions on staging concerts there.
I'll ask the local, the people who are relevant in this matter, Dublin City Council and the venue, and I was told that I was okay to proceed with the concerts, or proceed with putting them on sale. Initially it was going to be two concerts, which I thought was slightly ambitious to go up with two concerts with Garth Brooks, considering that the last time he was in we had sold 140,000 tickets and now we were trying to sell 160,000 tickets 17 years later. But, I mean, the thing people don't understand is I wouldn't be allowed to put the show on sale unless I had, people had said, yes, go ahead. You just can't go to a venue and say, a venue just can't pick up the paper and say, oh, I see such and such is coming. Everybody knows beforehand. And we have this thing called subject to license, which is sometimes, I mean, when I was doing Bruce Springsteen in Kilkenny last year, two nights, I only got the license a week before the event.
And talking about that, Peter, a lot of people seem to not understand the subject to license rule. And they're criticising you for not having a licence.
Something like Garth Brooks, this is the only concert he's doing anywhere in the world that are going to be like this. And it is built for Croke Park. As it went on sale and the whole thing went absolutely nuts. It was like a runaway train. We have, Aiken Promotion, been around for 53 years in this business. We had never seen anything like it. And it's doubtful we'll ever see an artist who can do this again. Don't forget that, you know, any other artist of this scale would be touring all over the world with this show. Garth's doing this as a one-off event in Ireland. And we have nearly 20% of our audience was coming from outside of Ireland. So, I mean, that wouldn't happen normally. So this thing took on. It was like a runaway train. And we were, the phone call, and there was frantic. And I was saying, the two shows are sold out. We need to put a third on sale. I asked for permission to put a third on sale from both Garth and the relevant people in Dublin. Go ahead. Then the demand was like, we all met up straight after. I was speaking to him. I said, the man, speaking to his manager, speaking to Croke Park, speaking to everybody else. We've got to do more shows. The demand is out there. We have not even touched. We're not even halfway through the demand. We could have done seven shows, I reckon, you know.
So then why did you think you'd get the five?
Two. Pardon?
Did anyone tell you, when you were saying, can we put five on sale?
I can't go to the Odyssey. You've been around the business long enough. I can't go to the Odyssey and just say, I'm adding a second show. Mm-hmm. Can I do that? No. I have to take into consideration.
Croke Park for making the venue available to you, even though they had an agreement with residents that said three a year?
I don't know anything about that. I mean, I went for planning permission. I think they had an agreement. You know, the licensing laws allowed for three concerts there without planning permission. I went for planning permission. Then every way we went, we did it exactly as we had done every other show we have done in Ireland.
So you were never under any illusion that there would be any issue in getting a licence for the five concerts from what you had been told?
We had our work to put in, and that's why the licence had to go in. The deadline for the licence is 10 weeks. That's why we got it in with 14 weeks to go.
Explain this licence, Peter. A lot of people don't understand why this wasn't applied for in advance of tickets going on sale.
The Dublin City Council need to know that what we're putting in is safe. They need to know that we can get it in the time that we say, that we're not attempting to build something that's impossible to build in 5 days. And then that we'd have to go to Dublin City Council and say, listen, we're going to have to work 24-7, we're going to have to put up floodlights, we're going to have to work through the night. They have to know that in the working hours of 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we can put 48 trucks of stuff in there and we can get it out in time that they can turn around and have one of the quarterfinal matches or two quarterfinal matches on the Sunday. It'd be foolish of them not to put us through a rigorous examination, which they did. I never got an indication that there wouldn't be a licence granted for five shows.
That's promoter Peter Aiken there on the Garth Brooks concert controversy. And in a statement on Thursday, Dublin City Council said it would not be appropriate to grant five consecutive nights of concerts. They said the scale of the concerts was unprecedented and would lead to an unacceptable level of disruption for residents and businesses near Croke Park.